Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Monday, the 27th day of the month of Teves. I hope that each of you had a wonderful Shabbos and weekend. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, and we have a number of them today, and their names are prominently listed in the daily OU email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Huda Myers of Lincolnwood Jewish Congregation in Chicago, Illinois, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Myers slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Myers to learn more about his wonderful community in Chicago. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Dechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Myers.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for everything. Also, I want to, on behalf of the worldwide Jewish community, I want to extend our sincere gratitude, our Hakar Hatov, to the OU for this incredible initiative, along with all the other impactful programs and services that the OU provides for all of our communities across the globe. If we were writing the story of Exodus, of Yetziat Mitzrayim, the story of the Jews being freed from their oppression, from their slavery, we would assume that the leaders of the movement, of the revolution, would have been ones who themselves were oppressed, who were enslaved, people who would have the personal motivation, the investment, the desire, and the need for freedom. And yet, when we read the story inside in the Torah, we see that the two leaders, the two visionaries of the Jewish movement for freedom were Moshe and Aaron, Moses and Aaron, who were from the tribe of Levi. And that tribe, Levi, they weren't enslaved at all. They were actually free the entire time during the time that they were in Egypt. Their life was actually pretty good. So the question is that, well then why? Why were they so motivated? Where did their motivation come from to risk everything to stand up against Paro on behalf of the Jewish people, of their fellow Jews? The 17th century Kabbalist, Rabbi Isaiah Horowitz, known better as the Shla, has a fascinating insight. And he says it points out, came from the great-grandfather Levi. Because Levi, who came down to Egypt, he named his three sons Gershom, Kehath, and Merari. Those three names, Gershom meaning a foreigner, Kehas means to become blunt, become weak, and Merari, the same source of the word maror, bitter, they were indicating you're teaching his children that it doesn't matter if you yourself are free, you yourself, if life is good for you, but if your fellow Jews are in pain, are in suffering, are enslaved, then so are you. Levi was instilling in his children that's about caring for your fellow Jew. The term we use in Chazal is nosei ba'ol im chavero, carrying the burden with your fellow Jew. And I believe as a Jewish community, both here in Chicago, locally, but also nationwide, especially with the OU's help, over the past almost 10 months, we've internalized this message. We've come together to do our part in helping alleviate in any way we can the suffering of those who have been from the COVID-19 pandemic, be it with health or financially, or we can daven, whatever it is, we understand that even if it doesn't affect us so much, or even if it's easier for myself personally, we understand that it means to be a Jew is to be nosei ba'ol im chavero, to care, to do our part for our fellow Jews. And I think that's a message that all of us can continue to internalize, be it from this pandemic or otherwise, but it's about understanding and appreciating our place as a means to be a Jew in the larger Jewish community. We are now going to recite a few Prakim of Tehillim together. I invite everyone to turn in their Tehillim or online, wherever they're looking at, to Perek Chaf Gimel 23. We will recite it together. Mizmor la David. Adonai ro'i lo achsar. Binos desha yarbitseni. Almei menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yeshovev yancheni. V'magle tzedek l'ma'an shemo. Gam ki eilech begeit ha'moves. Lo ira ra ki ata'imadi. Shiftecha u'mishantecha. Hima yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan. Neged tzorarai. Dishanta v'shemen roshi. Kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai. V'shafti v'veis Adonai l'orech yamim. You'll now recite Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir lama'alos. Esa einai el haharim, me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shemayim va'aretz. Al yitein lamod raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzolcha, al yad yiminecha. Yamam Hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzevcha v'u'echa, me'ata v'ad olam. You'll now recite Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hama'alos, mimamakim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli, Tiena aznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmaya Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imcha haslicha lema'an tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kipsa nafshi v'livero hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai me shormim laboker, shormim laboker. Yechel Yisrael al Adonai ki im Adonai hechesed v'harbe imo fedus. V'hu yifte es Yisrael Nicole Abonosav. You'll now recite a Misha Berach for Al-Cholim. Feel free to insert any names during the pause. Misha Berach Avosena Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Hu Yivarech V'Yirapeach Al-Cholim. Ba'avur sha'anachim yispalim ba'avuram, bizchar zeha kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, l'hachalimam, l'raposam, l'hachizikam, l'hachiyosam, v'shalach lehem mehi rafua shlima min ha'shamayim, rafua sa'nefesh, rafua sa'guf, hashla ba'agala, ovizman kariv v'namar, amen. You'll now recite Achenu all together. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanosunim batro v'shviya, Ha'om din bin bayabasha, ha'makom yirachim aleihem, v'yotzim mitzar l'arvacha, u'me'efala l'ora, u'mishibu ligula, ha'shabagala v'tman kariv, v'nomar, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Myers. As we transition into the next portion of our call, first and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Thank God. First of all, Rabbi, thank you so much for having me on. As a community, as a family, we've adjusted. A lot of it, I'm sure Alex can relate to this. We've come to realize that, that a community, this shul, is more than just a building. It's about finding other ways to come together, be it online or via phone calls or other ways to be mechazek, to give strength, to encouragement to each other and to be there for one another, even if we can't be there physically with each other.
Certainly so, and I'll add that it's our privilege to have you on. Like many of the medical personnel who are on the front line, so have rabbis been, and I think all of us collectively are grateful for the incredible rabbinic leadership that our communities have benefited from, as well as the lay leadership of our many shuls around the country and really throughout the world. So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, if you could give us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general.
Sure. First of all, before I get into that, I just want to say thank you to my ninth grade girls class at Iacron Jewish Academy. We are actually in middle class right now. And they're all on the call listening very nicely and behaving very well so that we can have a smooth conversation. So I want to give a shout-out to all of them. And a lot
shout
of
out to the ninth,
well.
Shout out to the ninth grade Ida Crown. All right. Welcome.
Yeah. So just a little bit about my show, my community. What I find our community is so unique, my show, that I'm privileged to be part of, is that it's a small town, warm, welcoming feel, while still being privileged to have all the amenities of one of the largest Jewish communities in America. The show that I have the privilege to serve as the rabbi is located less than a 30-minute walk from all the major hubs of Jewish life in Chicago. But because we're a little bit off the map, a few minutes away, so we have this, you know, a one show, warm, you know, eclectic, welcoming vibe. It is really unique. I find it to be a real privilege to be able to be the rabbi there.
Amazing. Well, they're certainly the beneficiaries of having you as their rabbi. So the question for that to take us is to what you wear multiple hats. Obviously now you're sitting in a ninth grade classroom, but what drove you to go into the rabbinate, not only as a teacher, as a mechanic, but also to become a pulpit rabbi and a rabbi of a shul?
So the pulpit, being a rabbi, really, it provides for me to have the opportunity for a synergy of two of my greatest passions in life. The first being connecting with other people in a meaningful way. I always find it so much to learn, so much to gain from connecting with others. But also the opportunity to bring more kedusha, to bring holiness, godliness, Torah into the world. And the pulpit, in my experience and what I've been privileged to have to do so far, is really the perfect opportunity for that synergy. I feel very much, I'm tremendously blessed to play that role in the Jewish community.
Amazing. And our last question for today, there's light at the end of the tunnel with the rollout of the vaccines, although it could take several months until hopefully everyone is able to get their vaccine. So with all of these different changes that we've experienced over the past 10 months as a result of the pandemic, we've seen so many changes from everything being shut down to the people had never heard of Zoom prior to this, to how much of our world has gone online, to shuls reopening, to drive-by, smachot, and so many different changes. And now as we perhaps can look towards the future with great optimism and hope, what communal changes do you anticipate for your kehillah, for your shul, and perhaps even for the broader Jewish community?
It's a great question with obviously a lot of different ways to go with addressing that. For sure, I see a future for the Jewish community with, you know, greater engagement online with, you know, Zoom and other multimedia and social media platforms. As far as for our own community, though, my wife and I, we just started the show a few months ago with my wife and my two sons, and we're actually very excited because we are in the process of a larger campaign to revamp our show and shape a new vision and bring a new generation to our community in the LJC AGBI community, and we're very excited for the post-Skywelling, post-COVID world, which should come speedily, to be able to bring that vision and that reality to the forefront, and to be able to really, you know, grow and expand as a vibrant Jewish community in the Chicagoland area.
Incredible. Well, we want to wish you and the Rebbetzin much hatzlacha in this new endeavor. Rabbi Myers, I want to thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community, as they are with all Klal Yisrael and the entire world. Our thoughts and our prayers, our tefillos are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. And I want to thank again the ninth grade girl class of Ida Crown Jewish Academy for patiently and quietly giving us your rabbi today to be on our call. So again, thank you so much. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered, Latova, for good, and may the Ribbono Nisha Olam, the master of the world, speedily, please, bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Sender Haber of B'nai Israel Congregation in Norfolk, Virginia. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.